We continue our readings in the Acts of the Apostles at the end of chapter 12, verse 20, and reading a few verses into the 13th chapter. Acts chapter 12 at verse 20. This is the sequel to the story of Peter's deliverance, the doom of Herod. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, and having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, It is the voice of a God, and not of a man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied. And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Some scholars think that there is some slight indication in the Greek itself to suggest that these five names are divided into a group of three and a group of two. That is to say, Barnabas, Simeon, and Lucius being prophets, and Manaen and Saul, who was Paul, teachers. And there may be just something in that. There is something in the Greek, but it may not be conclusive. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, presumably through one of the prophets, although it is not indicated how he spoke, we needn't necessarily assume an audible voice. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth, not merely by the church, but by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus, and when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John Mark to their minister. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.